News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. The death toll stands at 7, with 7 more injured following last night's apparent drive-by shooting near the University of California, Santa Barbara. The sheriff there says the suspected gunman is among the dead shot and killed by police responding to reports of shots fired. He denied earlier reports that a second suspect was in custody, saying the shooter is believed to have acted alone. Pope Francis is in the Holy Land. It's his first visit to the area as head of the Roman Catholic Church. Joining the Pope on his trip are a Jewish rabbi and a Muslim leader. The Vatican says it's the first time that Francis's entourage has included interfaith leaders. The Pope arrived in Jordan overnight on the first leg of his tour. After that, he's due to visit both Israel and the Palestinian territories. Firefighters in Arizona are still doing battle with a wildfire that scorched thousands of acres of land near the scenic tourist town of Sedona. The Slide Fire has burned 8,500 acres, but favorable weather conditions on Friday helped crews keep the fire from spreading toward any homes. General Motors is issuing yet another recall. The automaker on Friday announced it's recalling hundreds of redesigned model year 2014 and 2015 SUVs and full-size pickups. The reason for the latest recall, a potential fault in the airbag control module. Millions of people expected to pack the highways and byways and skyways this Memorial Day weekend. AAA says more than 36 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more. That's the highest level of Memorial Day travel in nearly 10 years and an increase of about 1.5% from last year. Also on the agenda, of course, is taking time out to honor the men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for the nation. Volunteers will read the names of 7,000 service members who have died since 9/11 at the National Mall today. Wisconsin manufacturers will benefit from a military spending bill that passed a U.S. Senate committee. Senator Tammy Baldwin says the National Defense Authorization Act includes funding for 3 littoral combat ships. Those warships are built at Marinette Marine and support about 2,000 jobs in over 90 separate supply companies. Marshfield Clinic is cutting more staff positions. The healthcare provider announced Thursday in an email that they will be letting go between 1 and 2% of their total workforce. Dr. Brian Ewart is the executive director for the clinic. He says the cuts will mean open positions will not be filled and retirees will not be replaced in many situations. Overall, about 80 management and administrative jobs across their 50-plus locations will be eliminated within 6 weeks. The mystery of a missing Tomahawk man is solved. Police say the body of 62-year-old Gregory Lynn was found in the Wisconsin River by fishermen on Thursday night near the Hiawatha Trail Bridge. Officers say foul play is not suspected in either his November disappearance or his death. A Thursday crash involving 3 vehicles on Wausau's Grand Avenue was caused by inattentive driving. The 30-year-old driver of an SUV at fault was looking down at his cell phone when he rear-ended a car and pushed it into another SUV around 6 in the evening. Wausau police say the driver is the 4th person to receive a citation in the city for using a mobile device while driving. All 4 of them were involved in crashes. Police have also issued over 150 warnings for violating the new ordinance that went into effect in February. A fire last night in Weston. It happened at a home on Callan Avenue and County Highway J and was called in around 11 o'clock in the evening. A neighbor noticed smoke and pounded on the door, getting the couple inside out. Officials still investigating the cause of that fire. Some of the many boats on the water this holiday weekend have law enforcement officers fishing for unsafe boaters. Portage County Sheriff's Lieutenant James Posniak says their boat patrol officers will observe other watercraft looking for safety issues and other things.
We're looking for registrations, make sure that everybody's registration is up to date. We're looking for life preservers, proper amount of life preservers. We're looking for not too many people in the boats, pontoons, all of this. Any type of violation, people going too fast, too close to each other. That's another one, especially on jet skis.
And they're also keeping an eye out for people driving boats while intoxicated and driving erratically.
We're looking for, that's the number one violation we're looking for. If you're going to be drinking and driving on a boat, get somebody else to, just like a car, get a sober driver to drive your boat.
Posniak says the first time back on the water in a boat is similar to driving your car in that first snowstorm. You need to slow down, get used to how it handles, and be aware of your surroundings. Meanwhile, a boat sank on Lake Wausau last night. The Safer Fire Department district crews were called to the site near Bluegill Bay Park. 2 of the boaters were rescued by a float plane, and the 3rd was assisted by another boater. All 3 boaters were wearing life jackets and are safe. Authorities don't yet know why the boat sank. And also, a recent report shows tax collections across the state are lagging. The Department of Revenue's latest tax report shows the state collected over $10.5 billion since July 1st. That's down 0.2% from the previous year and falling short of projected figures. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.